So I'm 52 years old. Terrible age. If I was a little bit older, this wouldn't have happened. What happened? I had to take the boards for the third time. And what a painful experience it was. I did all my modules and got my 100 points. And then it was time to take the test. And I'm a specialist, so I don't really take care of leukemias and lymphomas and breast cancer and all those things. And frankly, over the last 10 to 12 years, there's been dramatic changes in all of those disease areas. And so I had to go to school. I did a board review class. I got books. I did questions. I went to journal clubs and I went to our fellows' lectures and I tried my best to essentially learn from scratch all of these diseases that used to be simple because we gave them all the same thing, but now have incredible molecular data and profiles and the like. And so I get all ready for it, big deal, big hassle. Had my day job, still had to take this test. So I studied hard, and then I go to the test center. Have you ever been to a test center? This is unbelievable. So you take it on a computer, right? No number two pencils anymore. You go in, and there sitting next to me are a bunch of high school kids taking their SAT-2s. There are a few sort of insurance salesmen who are taking their licensing exam, and me and a couple of other oncologists, actually, we knew each other. And so you go in, you have to basically be naked to go into this room. They make you take your wallet, your watch, everything out off your body. And you go in and you face a computer screen. Now, no one's thought about this. I'm an old guy, so I need these. And so to see the computer screen, I had to keep my head up the whole time. No comfort zone down here. So I probably have a bad neck from the whole day of staring at the computer screen and reading these questions. Three sets of 60 questions each. It was really hard, okay? It was really hard. So I'm an expert GI. In fact, a few years ago, I wrote questions for the board. And fortunately, I think a couple of them were on the test, so I hope I got those right. But I encountered several questions on the GI section where there was no right answer in front of me. I'm pretty sure there was no right answer in front of me. And if I'm struggling with those kinds of questions in my area of expertise, what must it be like for all of us? And all those questions we are not in my area of expertise. I at the same time was taking the boards with one of my colleagues here's a breast cancer expert, and she expressed the same thing. The right answer wasn't even in front of us. And so we then started to think about, is this test actually measuring my skill, my knowledge base for taking care of cancer patients at 52 years of age? I totally get the whole idea of being reboarded. And frankly, my big picture to this was a pretty good idea to go through this process. It did bring me up to date. But I really thought the test was not a fair judge of our abilities as oncologists to care for patients day in and day out. A lot of little tricky questions and badly worded stuff. And so we need to really reach back out to our board that judges us and make sure that they have the feedback they need on the quality of this test. Now, I'm still kind of bitter. Here it is a month later. I still don't know whether I passed this thing or not. I feel a little bit like my daughter who's waiting on college application to come back to know whether she got in or not. But fingers crossed, I won't have to do this until I'm, oh my God, 62. And I think I'll probably have to do it when I'm 62. So hopefully, for the next 10 years, on the boards, John Marshall signing off for Medscape.